fact of the matter is that once you have decided that a fair amount of scripture may not be factually, historically, scientifically valid, then the door is open for you to refashion theology in other ways. And that's been exactly the history of modern liberalism in all denominations, and it's certainly what's happened in so much of Lutheranism. In so many Lutheran circles, all you've got to do is to talk about the proper distinction between law and gospel. And nobody knows exactly what you're saying, but as long as you use the magic language, everything is perfectly all right. And yet what's going on here is the creation of a theology which is not conformed to the totality of the biblical revelation at all. We're supposed to pay attention to everything that God has said in Scripture. And if we begin reductionism, then once we've reduced this to gospel, in quotes, then the doors are wide open to do anything else we want to in the theological realm.